I'm going to tell you two stories. One isn't about me. The other one is about something, a conversation I had with somebody. But I'm going to preface by saying I don't tell you that in any kind of pride. It's not a conversation. I wouldn't have the same conversation. You'll see when I get to it anyway. if you ever... Human beings are funny. Back in the day, I'm talking about 1859, there wasn't a lot of entertainment out there, so people did some wacky things. One of them was Niagara Falls, which is pretty spectacular, but apparently people got bored of that, so they thought, hey, let's stretch a tightrope across this and walk across. And there was a French acrobat named Charles Blondin, and he came and stretched across an 1,100-foot cable and then walked across the falls. And he did it day after day just to show he could do it. At one point, he brought a stove out with him and a chair, and then sat down halfway and cooked himself an egg. I don't know how well cooked the egg was. I'd be in a hurry if I was him, but... So, he walked backwards, he walked blindfold. You can see the photographs online, terrible black and white photographs, but the most famous one, he had a wheelbarrow with him, and he pushed the wheelbarrow across in front of him with 300 pounds of cement, apparently. And then he took the empty wheelbarrow, and he said, there was like 27,000 people showed up, by the way, to watch. And he said to the crowd, he yelled to the crowd, do you think I can walk across with a person in this wheelbarrow? And the crowd yelled, yes. And there was a man in the front. And he said, do you think I could walk across with you in the wheelbarrow? And out the whole crowd, including the man, said, yes. And he said, okay, get in. And the man said, nope. So there's a famous photo of his manager, a guy named, if I remember right, Harry Colcourt, agreed to go across in the wheelbarrow and then on his back, which is a high degree of trust. The reason I bring up this story is this. I remember going to a swimming pool and they had those concrete, you know, platforms that people could dive off of. And I was with a group of friends. And we decided we're going to jump off them. And, you know, when you're looking up at them, they don't look that high. And then when you got up to the top one, it looked really high. But here's the thing. It's the same distance, right? The perspective is different. yeah, I believe that man believed that Blondin could walk a man across the tightrope in the wheelbarrow. I 100% believed it. He wasn't going to do it himself. Because the perspective suddenly changed when it was him had to get in the wheelbarrow. Here's my embarrassing story. So I just got ordained, and the day I was ordained with two other people, one man, one woman. I'm not going to name them to protect the innocent. And for whatever reason, I did not bring this conversation up, but the two of them were talking, and we had our supervisor with us, and their remuneration came up. Remuneration. I can never pronounce that, so I say remuneration. I know it's wrong. how much we're getting paid. And I discovered, listening in, that I was getting paid $400 a month less than both of them, who were getting the same amount of money. Now, like I said, I wouldn't have brought it up myself, because I was fine with what I was getting paid until it came up. And then I said, wait a minute, why am I making $400 less to the supervisor? We started having a conversation, and the woman who was ordained with me jumps in. Now, you've got to remember, we all had the same level of education. And she said, why is this bothering you so much? I said, it isn't bothering me. She goes, well, it's only $400 a month. And I said, it's only four. Like I said, I wouldn't have the same conversation today. I'm just, let me preface. It was 27 years ago, right? I said, it's only $400 a month. She said, yeah. I said, that's a car payment, you realize, right? And she said, yeah, I don't know why you're fixating on it. I said, okay, do you have your checkbook with you? Why don't you write me a check for $4,800? She goes, what are you talking about? And I said, well, it's only $400 a month. Give it to me. So the perspective's different when you have something and then you don't have it, right? The perspective changed really quickly when I said, if it's only $400 a month, then give me your $400 a month. Because it's no big deal, right? Like I said, I wouldn't have that conversation. When we look at the prodigal son story, it's always important to keep in perspective both sons were wrong. Because we're used to fixating on the younger one who went away, prostitutes and drinking and whatever he spent his money on, and then came back penniless. His father, there was an adage back in this day, this is a real thing, that I'm paraphrasing. But the clothes of the elder man should never flow. In other words, you need to go to the wise older people in your society. They're not going to you. So their cloaks aren't blowing in the wind. They're seated. You should be coming to them. The father, who had servants and had a lot of dignity, that he threw away. Imagine an older man. Nothing as sad as an older man running. I'm just going to say, as somebody who's getting there myself, you know, he goes running out to his son because he doesn't want another second to pass that he can get his hands on his younger son to embrace him and to bring him home. That's how excited he was. He didn't care about anything else. We all want to be, when we've sinned, when we've fallen short, when we realize we're doing the wrong thing, we are so grateful for this story because it talks about God's forgiveness of us when we've done the wrong things. But if we turn back to him, how excited he is to embrace us again. But we also have to remember that sometimes we're the older son and we can forget the blessings that come with being faithful and that we enjoy every day. And like the older landowner says to the son here, when he's complaining, I'm not going into the party for idiot there who... It's almost like he's jealous of the prostitutes and the drinking, by the way. Do you get that sense? It's sort of like, I could have went and done that. I didn't get a chance to. I'm out in the field working, and I don't get a party. But the perspective is, it's terrible. He's eating at the head table every night. The same food the father's eating, he's eating. The same respect the father gets, he gets. All the goats and sheep that he can see and the land he's walking on belongs to him. The blessings are in the life that he's living, and he's lost the perspective to see it. And I think that's the thing with being a Christian that's difficult, and that's why daily prayer is so important. Because you can lose perspective in when things go wrong or you're challenged of the blessings that you already have, that you're already enjoying. And we're geared, even the best of us, we're our society and ourselves, we're geared to the next thing. Do you remember, we had a Zenith television when I was a kid, that you would get sick near because of the radiation that poured off. And I think the screen was that big. When we got it, it was my God, that was a wonderful television, right? Now, I got a TV, I can't reach my arms, but then I'll go to Costco and see the ones with that real depth of the black, and I'm like, I got it. $7,500, I've got to have this TV. I didn't buy one because I can't afford it, but I'm like, oh my God. And then I go home and I'm looking at my 72-inch TV or whatever it is, and I'm like, what a piece of garbage this is. I can't even, this is terrible. Because you're geared to the next thing, right? You get it, and then you want the next thing. And it's something we all, I think, to an extent, struggle with. But then, Sherry's actually better at this than I am. Oh, we just had this conversation the other week. Because she's got more perspective of, I grew up here. and we're here. And she's got a better perspective on that. To me, it's sort of like, I struggle with, you know, what's the next tranche I can get to? You know? Spiritually, we have to remember, and I think that this story of the prodigal son, and the trouble with, everybody knows this, even people who don't go to church know the prodigal son. They'll even use it, they'll say the prodigal son. It's to remember that all the different perspectives in this, the perspective of the landowner, the perspective of the younger son, of course, but also the perspective of the older son, and to remember both sons are wrong, or were wrong, and needed to be corrected. And they were wrong in opposite ways. And both of those are challenges for all of us as Christians to keep an eye on and to keep watch for, because you can fall into both. It's like being on a mountain, you can fall off both sides of it. Amen.